One of the consequences of climate change is the predicted rise in sea level. Well, imagine the communities that circle San Francisco Bay, for example. The airports, businesses, sewage treatment facilities, of course, homes and apartments. How are these communities and infrastructure going to be impacted from a rise in sea level? Such questions present challenges that will require design intervention, both simple and complex, to sustain quality of life, preserve the environment, and ensure economic vitality of shoreline communities. So the Bay Conservation and Development Commission, BCDC, has created the Rising Tides International Competition, a design competition for ideas responding to sea level rise in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. This is Your Wetlands.
We're looking at design proposals that are practical and pragmatic, all the way to design proposals that are aggressively imaginative and speculative. Really, we want all ideas. We're not foreclosing any options, as long as they solve a meaningful sea level rise problem.
Brad McCray is a Bay Design Analyst with the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission.
There are a lot of different scenarios and situations around the San Francisco Bay. We have urban environments. We have suburban environments. We have natural areas. And all of these areas have a different shoreline configuration. Around the bay, there are highways, roads, railroads, water treatment plants. There's marshes, residential subdivisions. And all of these will require a different design approach to dealing with sea level rise.
According to Brad, the contest creators are thinking about the subject of sea level rise from the point of view of proactive management.
I think it was Wayne Gretzky said, skate to where the puck is going to be, not where it's been. And that's really what we're trying to do here. It's not just about conservation and development. It's not protection, restoration. It's thinking about this systematically in a new way. And we're getting good responses from the public, not only the design community, but I think our partners, MTC and others, because we're not saying we have the answers. We're just saying, here are the questions.
I ask Brad, what is the ultimate goal of the design competition?
We're hoping that this design competition really takes us to a new level of ideas that takes adaptation and puts it into the realm of what is possible. What are some of the ideas that we can take and develop to new levels? What is the research that's needed to implement some of these design ideas for shoreline adaptation? What are some of the political and policy constraints or opportunities for changing the way our shoreline configuration is or the way we think about protecting the bay?
And if you'd like to learn more about the Rising Tides Design Competition, submissions are due by June 29th, by the way. Here is their website, risingtidescompetition.com. Our podcast is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. To learn more, you can visit them online at sfbayjv.org. And we're supported by grants from the California Coastal Conservancy and PG&E. If you have a comment or a suggestion for us, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address, yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.